Philosophy Shed.
Time and again, Zeilinger has proven that no matter how extreme its predictions, quantum theory works, even though it shouldn't. And perhaps the ultimate proof of just how unsettling quantum mechanics can be is something called the double-slit experiment. It will make you question whether reality exists at all. This simple configuration shoots particles of light called photons, one at a time, through two tiny slits in a screen.
With a laser which produces light, this light is attenuated such that only one photon at a time emerges. This photon passes through a two-slit assembly, and then we have a camera which registers the pattern behind the two-slit assembly. So what we see is that the photons arrive one by one on the screen, some here, some there, and it looks pretty random.
Since the photons travel one by one, some through this slit, some through that slit, you would expect them to leave a pattern of two stripes on the wall. And you would be wrong. They mysteriously create a band of stripes. This is what you would expect to see if a constant beam of light shined through the two slits. It would spread across the wall like a wave. So how can single bullet-like particles of light create a wave pattern? This could only happen if the particles go through both slits at the same time. In other words, the particle is in two places at once. But strangest of all is what happens when you put detectors next to the slits. When the photons are being watched, the wave pattern disappears. Take away the detectors, and the wave pattern comes back. This suggests that we can change the way reality behaves just by looking at it. Does this mean that reality itself is not real?
The modern answer is that the path taken by the photon is not an element of reality. We are not allowed to talk about the photon passing through this or this slit. Neither are we allowed to say that the photons pass through both slits. All this kind of language is not applicable.
So, do we just keep reaping the benefits from quantum mechanics and accept that deep down, nature plays by a set of rules that will forever remain a mystery?
The interesting message here is that we have quantum physics now around for nearly 100 years, and we are still working at the foundations. And that tells me that when we found it, it will be an absolute revelation. It will be something different from what we have been thinking.
If the quantum theorists are correct, we will never understand the fundamental level of the universe. Our hopes of finding an ultimate theory will fail, and the human race will hit a roadblock it can't break through. But what if they're wrong? What if the truth about what happens deep inside you, me, and everything else in the universe is there, if we're willing to look for it?